Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy.
Facebook.
And one thing is definitely true about this show. We have a lot of issues with Facebook Marketplace.
We do, and we covered a lot of them last week with Corey's never-ending problem. He was trying to sell a bunch of stuff that he had.
It ended.
Yeah, but it was a very dramatic thing, and I loved it. I was here for it, truly.
Yeah, I thought, if you missed that, I thought I got scammed, ended up not being scammed, but it was a long roller coaster ride of a story. If you missed that, you can always get caught up on the show, 98pxy.com, or download the radio.com app. Get caught up
on
that.
And the link is still in our bio on our Instagram, because it's iconic.
Okay, they're at 98pxy Rochester. So that is why I was extremely intrigued yesterday when Breezy texted me at 1:55 p.m. and said, I just got swindled via Facebook Marketplace. I! Reactions to that text, and I said how, responding also at 1:55 p.m., and that is the last text that I have gotten from Breezy, so I have no idea what happened next. What the hell? First off, why are you the way you are?
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that question. I probably will never have an answer to that question.
The most honest you've ever been. Mm-hmm. The most honest answer possible. I just don't know. Okay.
So let's start from the beginning. I have an Apple Watch. It's a Series 2, which is one of the older models. And my mom really wants an Apple Watch. And she suggested, she goes, I will buy your Apple Watch from you. Because she knows I don't really wear it that often because it's a little older. And I don't know. I haven't been as active, so I'm not really wearing it.
It makes you feel bad.
I haven't moved my body in four months. So
it makes you feel bad when you look. And
every time it tells me to breathe and stand up, I'm like, why don't you shut up? So anyways, my mom was like, I'll buy the Apple Watch from you. Okay. I was like, sure, $100, whatever. It's yours. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Okay, done.
And then I started thinking like, well, what if I want to wear it again? What if I start wearing the Apple Watch again?
The what ifs. Here we go.
I know. I'm a big, big what if girl. And once I get an idea in my head, I obsess about it and I fantasize about it and I won't stop thinking about it until I get it.
It takes over. Okay. So
it's bad. It's really bad.
At this point, had you sold yours to your mom?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I like to have something. I like a seamless transition. You know what I mean?
Sure.
If it's out of my possession, I want something to replace that hole.
Obviously. Sure.
Obviously.
Yes, this thing.
I don't have psychological issues at all.
How long have you not been using this Apple Watch? Which you think?
Oh, like 5 months, 6 months, probably. Okay. But my mom really wants it, and
we'll actually use it. Now you're obviously. Well, maybe I will. Possibly.
And it's in really good condition. Right. She'll do great with it.
So let me guess, you're going hunting for a new one. Because that will make you want to wear it because it's new and more expensive.
As if you know me better than I know myself. But I refuse to buy it new because it's a total waste of money, and I think Apple Watches are scams.
Wasting money, I like how you're already spending the money that you would have made from your mom giving you $100.
Well, I'm doing the math in my head, so I'm like, if I buy it for $300, then I'm really only spending $200, and it's all messed up.
Or I don't know, just save the $100.
No,
because you don't use it.
I will use it though someday. So regardless, I won't buy the Apple Watch new because I think it's a waste of money. I really do.
Sure,
it's $400 brand new. Yeah. I'm not spending $400 on that. So I go hunting on Facebook Marketplace. I go hunting on Craigslist, and I found one in Syracuse, and this girl's being really sketchy and she's not texting me back. So I just get rid of her. So I found one yesterday. brand new, pristine condition. She was selling it for $400, and I was like, that's a scam, because I could just go buy one new for $400.
Yeah.
So I messaged her. I said, is this still available? She said, yes. I go, all right, will you take $300? She goes, yes. I make sure that it's the one I want. It's silver. It's the smaller version.
Because
if it's not exactly like how I want it,
you mean
it's not going to work.
You mean like the one that you already have?
Like I said, it's a little
the
older.
One that you still.
Like I said, I want to gift it to my mom. So
you're not gifting it; she's giving you.
Shut up, Corey! Shut up, Corey!
It's not a gift. So we make someone pay for it.
We make the arrangement to meet at Grease Ridge Mall. Okay. Public place.
Yep, sure. Following all the good, rules.
We roll up. You learn, Chelsea's there.
You learn from my mistake of don't do the shipping stuff. Make sure you're in person.
Oh, but there's more. Just wait.
Okay.
So we meet up. Her kids are in the back. And she goes, it's actually the bigger one. So.
Okay.
And I just panic. I don't want the bigger one, Corey.
Yeah.
I told you I don't want the bigger one.
Okay.
The bigger one, I look like a freaking spy kid with this thing on my wrist.
Sure.
I don't want the bigger one. I look like an idiot.
Okay. So I panicked. Obviously, you told her, oh, I'm sorry, that's not the one that I want. And then you walked away and it was fine.
I drove all the way to Greece. She had her kids in the back. I was panicking.
You still paid $300?
Yeah.
For the thing you don't want.
For the thing I don't
want. Can we quickly recap up to the point that we're currently at? The thing that you haven't used for 6 months, that you're going to have your mom give you money for, that now has made you want that thing that you haven't used for 5 or 6 months, and now you're getting the one that you don't even want, and you're spending $300 on it. Okay.
Still saving money in the long run, because my mom's giving me $100, and they're normally $400.
All of the sense
in the world. So I only spent $200.
All of the sense in the world.
So I drive away. I'm spiraling at this point because I don't want this one.
Why did you not just walk away? What is wrong with
you? She had her kids in the back. I drove all the way to Greece. I drove all the way to the west side. What was I supposed to do?
If you went there and she showed up and it was one of the old school Timex glow watches, you're just going to give her $300 and walk away because she made it all the way there?
Well, no.
That's not the product that you. She gave you false advertising. It's her fault. You walk away at that point. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I just panicked. I literally panicked. I didn't know what to do. So I'm driving away. I'm beside myself. I'm literally spiraling. I don't know what I'm going to do with this watch that I don't want.
Uh-huh.
I go home. I'm trying to activate it. It's still locked on her account. Like, she still has full control over it. I'm texting her furiously. I'm like, I didn't want this stupid watch in the first place. I'm freaking out. She finally unlocks it. I get it washed. And I'm like, you know what? I wear it on my watch. Again, I'm wearing a literal iPhone 5X 9 on my wrist because it's so freaking big.
It's the 44 millimeter?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's huge. So I look myself in the mirror and I said, screw this. I start snapping shots of the watch. I'm putting it back on Facebook. Oh. Screw it. I'm done. I'm going to get my money back.
I think a texter has knows what's going to happen next. But continue.
I put it back on Facebook, and I relist it for more because that's the rule of selling. You list it for more, and then you come down, and you look like a hero. You know what I mean?
Well, it's negotiations because they're going to lowball you, and then you usually meet in the middle. Sure.
So, I list it for $350, which is still less than what she had listed for, too.
Is the person who bought it texting in? Because someone literally texted it, just released it for $350.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyways, so I relisted it for $350.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting bombarded with messages. People are like, I want that watch. I need that watch. I'll come to you now.
So again, let's put into perspective here. This watch was listed for $400 originally by this other lady. So, that would be a deal for people. Sure. Got it. Sure. Okay.
So, and the watch is brand new, by the way. I think the lady wore it like once. Mm-hmm. She said she had another one. So, whatever. Neither here nor there.
Wow.
She's an Apple Watch queen. She's basically Steve Jobs. I don't know this lady.
Didn't want one on each wrist? Jeez.
So someone's messaging me. Everyone's messaging me.
Bidding war.
I'm getting blown up to smithereens. And this lady's like, I'll meet you now. Will you take $300? I said, you know, I really, let's do $325. So I drive back out to the west side. I drive to the gates. I'm going with the Apple Watch.
The first lady's still there at Grissridge Mall.
Right. I give the new lady the Apple Watch, and I made $25 off the flip.
Okay.
I made money.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Now, hold on. Because what you're going to do next, what you're going to do next is very important. Because at this point, you could be walking away with 150 buckaroonies in your pocket.
325.
All right. Yeah. Well,
325.
No. Well, no, because you paid 300.
So 25 bucks in my pocket.
So $125 because your mom's going to pay you 100 for your
Sure.
You could just be walking away with that cash in your pocket, right? That's obviously the route you're going to go because this is all ridiculous. And that was a sign, not getting the right one, that you're not going to use it. It's going to be a waste of money. So you're just going to pocket that money. And that's the end of the story, I'm sure, right? Totally. Awesome.
Not really. So I have another guy on Facebook. He lives in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And he wants to ship me the watch.
Oh, okay.
And now it's a great deal.
Yeah.
$275, brand new.
Uh-huh.
Looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, would you meet me in Binghamton? You know, halfway for both of us. He only lives 4 hours away.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Uh-huh.
He said no. He said, absolutely not. And he said, I'll ship it to you. But now I'm all sketched out. He says, look at my credentials. I've never done anything wrong on Facebook.
Yeah.
His name is VJ, by the way.
Very, very reliable. I'm sure. Great
what
guy.
What do I do, guys?
Great guy, great family. No, I'll tell you what you do. You pocket the damn money! You're not going to wear it!
No!
You've had an Apple Watch for 6 months and haven't worn it. You're not going to use this thing.
Yes, I am. I when I had the Spy Kids one on yesterday, I was like, oh, I kind of miss this thing. And, you know, it's going to be great for once I start running again. But seriously, like, what do I do? Do I trust this guy or?
Somehow, some way, Breezy is going to back herself into getting scammed out of all of this money. That is what's going to happen. That is what's going to happen.
You think I should go for it? So what you're saying is you think I should go for it.
All right. You think about that. We'll cover this back on the show tomorrow. My God. Again, I state. How many times a day can I ask, why are you the way you are?
I still don't have the answer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.